Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from Bengaluru, India, it's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao, talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines. Blurred
Lines. Emotions, and then the panic attacks would start. But then I realized none of this was because of the things I was doing. It was because my state of being was things I hadn't addressed when I lost my eyesight when I was first 8. So those hidden emotions were coming to the surface and triggering that anxiety.
Okay. I think my mic was off for the whole recording.
Are you serious?
Speaking of anxiety, yeah.
It's completely gone?
It might be completely gone. I don't think I would have turned it off. I just realized my mic was off. Speaking of anxiety.
Oh, your mic was off. Great.
Speaking of anxiety,
this is the best episode ever. It's because it's just me.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. If you're listening to this podcast, we have just started because for the last 10 minutes or so,
Sandeep was longer having than 10 minutes.
Sandeep, it was 11 minutes. I have the timer. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sandeep was having a one-way conversation. Sandeep was having a one-way conversation with himself because we were talking about anxiety and
no, we weren't talking about anxiety at all. We were talking about being versus doing.
Being versus doing, and in that conversation,
in the process that fucker didn't do the thing, which was turn his mic on.
I was so absolved, or so not absolved. I was so
yeah. I think your English is
absorbed.
Really
absorbed. Yeah, my English is getting ruined. This is what I get for talking shit to people on YouTube.
You were into
Anyways, ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of the Blurred Lines Podcast. And
can't believe you're doing this again.
You're joining us mid-convo, but trust me, it's the start because it's great. Talking about, what was it again? Being versus what?
Being versus doing.
Being versus doing. Yeah. Explain that topic for our listeners. So this is round two for you. You should be
so good. So basically, to differentiate the two, people define their lives by what they do. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about how you can actually live a much better life by just being, which is a state of mind. It could be not just the positive thinking, happiness. I'm just talking about being more patient, more calm, a little more aware of how you react to things, how you treat people. So if your state of being is one of those places where you made an effort to be more considerate, a little less rude, more calm, more kind, then your doing becomes less of a priority.
Is state of being and state of mind the same thing? For example, if it's as simple as smiling at your maid every morning as opposed to just kind of getting up and being grumpy, is that a mind thing?
That's the mind.
Is it the same thing?
See, the mind and body are both tools, right? Yeah. It's how you train them to be.
Vajiva.
No, like for instance, if I see you just now and I see something or if I observe something that you've done differently, either like, hey, dude, I liked what you did with that joke the other day or you're looking better after working out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll think it, but I won't say it. But what do you lose in saying it? Because that little bit will make the interaction and make your day better, my day better. As opposed to like, dude, you're looking so fat, you know? Mm. That's the state of being. It's just
State of mind is, oh, hello, mate, nice to see you. State of being might be smiling and saying...
I mean, they're both overlapping, I think. You know, I'm not a mental health expert or a psychiatrist or a...
Okay, but your thing is that we are blurring the lines between the state of being and the state of doing.
No, there are no lines there. People haven't drawn those lines people are not even aware of what the problem is in their life. They're so caught up in this rat race where they're filling their life with junk.
And this podcast idea started because I was like, what should we talk about next? And he's like, Sandeep is literally just sitting there quietly like, you know... Indians have no meaning in life. And I was like eating my Cheetos. Like, did you just say that? Like, that's a really heavy...
I only care about the 600 people who viewed my video. Fuck the rest.
Yeah, no, but I agree with you. They're not just Indians. Across the world, it's not...
But we live here now, right?
Yeah.
No point talking about how the people in Vanuatu...
Yeah, in Venezuela, where there's riots, they're not happy with their purpose. But what I'm saying is, yes, we are all losing it. But obviously, this podcast has a South Asian twist to it because... In India specifically, you know, being in the middle class, you have a different way of life than a lot of people, even across the world, because you get the benefits of thinking you're rich with, you know, having domestic help and yada, yada. So my point is, yes, I agree with you. There is a rat race going on. I am also now exploring meditation and using these apps, ironically, to stay away from my phone on my phone.
Yeah.
But one thing I've noticed with these apps and things is I'm treating meditation very transactional, the way I treat going to the gym.
You're treating it as something you need to do.
Yeah, like having 8 glasses of water or, you know, doing 30 minutes of cardio. So if I am, you know, in the cab on the way to work or whatever, I'm like, time for my 30-minute meditation, as opposed to applying that during a stressful meeting or a crazy...
As opposed to living mindfully. You're doing mindfulness. That's the biggest difference.
That was deep, dude.
Yeah.
As opposed to living mindfully, I'm doing mindful.
Yeah. You're doing mindfulness activities.
Hell is up with my English. Yeah.
No, because very simply, we're living in a society, in a time right now, across the world, where doing is the way of living. Where people tell you, if you do more, you'll feel more accomplished and more happy in a state of being.
Yeah.
It's all rubbish. Balls.
Yeah.
Because honestly speaking, as you think, you know, these old practices from yoga, and they call it mindful now, which is basically meditation.
Mm-hmm. These are basically sitting quietly. Yeah.
It's yoga is not even...
Yoga. I'm saying mindfulness.
No, what my point I'm coming to is yoga is now, with your various studios, is apparently being viewed as a form of exercise.
Yeah,
right?
Which it's not entirely.
I mean, they're like power yoga, like the more you sweat, the more you can stand on your head, the more successful you are as a yogini, right? Which is bullshit. Because yoga is just one of these arms of philosophy which prepares you for meditation. If your body's in a state where it's more exercise or more flexible, then you're able to sit longer and then focus on your mind, which is also a tool.
That's the history of yoga. I thought yoga
Don't quote me on this, but this is from what I've done yoga for a few years. It's not about how many counts you can hold your warrior one in, how much of a shirsasana you can do successfully, how many handstands you can do. It's none of that. It's not about a competition. It's about how can you get your body to a place where it's suitable and conducive to meditate.
I see. Okay, that's
the purpose of yoga. It's just one of the arms. It's one of the sciences.
I'm still tripping on what you said, though. As opposed to being mindful, you're doing mindful.
Live mindfully,
Live mindfully. Yeah. So what do you say?
There's no point going for that 1 hour mindfulness session and then coming out going,
And
that's what we do. We get out of like a mindfulness class. We're still on the phone like, how many tweets I missed out?
Yeah. I love that because I would go for these meditation courses, or I meditate at home now.
Yeah.
If I'm doing the course outside, I walk out to the bah, 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 all that shit outside. Yeah. Or if I do it at home, immediately I open my eyes and I just go to like Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, I've done that as well. Like you get out of yoga class. And it's really nice. And they just let you tell you, like my yoga teacher's like, okay, now let this be this feeling of just being content, feeling light. Let it stay with you. The moment you got to, okay, now I have to call up Sanjay. We have a show in 2 hours. It's just,
I'm going to be late. Sanjay's yelling at me to come over because I'm a lazy bastard.
So if we get to a level or a place in society where people are just being, and the being hopefully is more of a good thing than where they're having dark thoughts and hateful thoughts and being aggressive, then automatically, I think we'll just start moving in the right direction.
Okay. Now, how do you explain that to a 22-year-old?
Because what the message has been for me, I'm 37, I'll be 37 in a few months, and for you who's a year younger, for years, even for people 10, 15 years older than us, it's been, if you do more, you will be more successful, you will be more happy. But when you hit 60 suddenly, after 40 years of working, you've got your retirement plan in place, you've got the houses, you've got the cars, the kids are in the right colleges, and you're like, I'm still insecure. I'm still frustrated. I'm still angry with my dad because he never loved me. Yeah. You've never resolved these issues.
I still don't care about Pizza Hut every day.
You still are derogatory or demeaning to your wife. You know, you're still, you haven't resolved any of your things. And next thing you know, life has just gone past. And then you're even more frustrated because you're like,
my kids hate me.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but if you can just be aware of that from like a younger age, just by being more kind to people around you, more patient before you react on social media, be more calm with the way you're waiting for success, or you're just being more calm. Like, I'm doing this now because it makes me more happy. It gives me fulfillment, as opposed to just, it gives me fame and the byproducts. So when you're calm about the product, the byproduct just follows.
Yeah. And speaking of, so when you're calm about the product, what was that you just said?
Yeah. If your product is given enough time, and by product, I don't mean like 100 things. I mean, one good thing. For me, it may be becoming a better speaker, either in a funny speaker, podcast, whatever it is, speaker, right? And I don't just run after, okay, now these are the 10 elements that will make me a popular speaker. Mm-hmm. But if over the course of 10, 15 years, being in a place where I'm kind, I'm thoughtful, I'm empathetic, I'm understanding. And while being in that state of being, then eventually my product gets so good that the byproduct just follows.
Sure. I think, and you know, there's a trade-off here, and that is the difficult question. But ironically, if you're mindful of it, I think is where you'll succeed. For example, yes, you need to do a million push-ups to be a great athlete. You can't just say, I'll take 5 years because you're against the clock or whatever, right? Your age and all that stuff. And yes, some people will be a great speaker in 15 years. Other will be an amazing speaker in 5 years, right? Maybe they work harder. Maybe they climb the ladder. Maybe they network more, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think if you are cognizant of both, and learn to find that balance, as cliche as it sounds, most people don't even know there's a balance to begin with.
They're not even aware.
Yeah. And it's the funny thing about social media and Twitter you were talking about, you know, I like to always put things by analogy because it helps me kind of reason with this is...
Yeah,
it
gives context.
Yeah. And imagine now, like for Twitter and social media, if you and I are both driving to Meghna Biryani for dinner, right? You could take route A or you could take route B. At the end of the day, you're still going to end up at the biryani joint. You might just make one right turn. Now you got to take right B. You're behind a procession and you're stuck in traffic for another 15 minutes. You're going to be pissed off. You're going to be angry. You're going to be screaming about the government, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
You will get to the biryani restaurant 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes after me. But that traffic jam is like Twitter, basically. It's not going to change anything in your life except be a freaking source of distraction and anger for 15 minutes. It's not like you're going to come out of that traffic jam and say, I want to change the government or I want to run for infrastructure minister or whatever. You're just going to go back to your lunch and carry on.
And
but
that's why
you distract yourself. But had you made the left turn, you wouldn't even realize it. You'd have had a great lunch and that'd be fine.
And that brings it down to the people at the restaurants. You just see some people wherever they're eating, the family is just content, right?
Yeah.
Because they probably converse at home, they're showing love to each other. Then you have the family which comes with like a lot more money, but wherever they go, find something to fight about.
Of course.
The father's like yelling at the mother.
The internet is slow here. The food is taking too. I hate it when people are like, the food has taken 3 more minutes than I expected. What do you have to do aside from check your phone?
Those are the same assholes who yell at the check-in staff at airports.
Oh Lord.
Man.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do take 3 hours, but yeah. Like,
but you always have that same personality director.
Oh, that same uncle. This is nonsense. I've been waiting for 18 minutes.
And the best is when like they die after having a heart attack. That's so, have you ever seen that? I hope it happens.
I've never seen that, but it's always some balding uncle who's like 45 in a job he hates.
Yeah.
That you just know he's taking his anger out on poor Vishnu, who's like a 22-year-old.
Yeah, and his wife is cowering in the corner. At least it's not me today.
Yeah. It's Vishnu, the super skinny 22-year-old gate agent. Who's like, sorry, some sort of an issue. I'm just
But, you know, I want to just backtrack to that point you spoke about athletes, right? Mm. Now, even if you look at, like, say, the top 10 swimmers, like Michael Phelps and 10 of his people, his contemporaries, right? Or take, like, Cristiano Ronaldo and top 30 footballers. They all work out as much.
Sure.
They all dedicate as much to the sport.
But they're way more present?
No, the love for their sport is the same. But the person who is now going to separate after that level, equality in fitness, is the person whose state of being is much more aware.
Mm. Yeah, I know Elon Musk, who's possibly the most successful entrepreneur. And he was like, I wish nobody had my life, because he was like, I'm not happy. I've traded in everything, my marriage, my personal happiness. I built this crazy empire. And
he's only been doing.
But
look at the most successful
people
now.
Maybe when he lands on Mars and a million people are shaking his hand.
But he's realizing it now. My point is, look at even like a Steve Jobs, look at a Larry and Sergey. Look at, they're just doing.
Yeah.
And finally, like, that's why like Bill Gates is giving. You know?
Yeah, because he's finally now trying to find his purpose, even though he freaking changed
all of
our life.
I mean, you can do, but if it's a pointless, just endless tunnel of doing, that's what, I mean, you said earlier, balance, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But most people are not even aware that this exists.
Yeah.
They'll finally hit 80, they'll realize like, oh God, I did everything. Why isn't life giving me that promise it made, right?
But on the flip side, bro, just to play devil's advocate, you have the 30-year-old yogini who has her 30 lakhs in the bank account from working at whatever company, moves to Bali, spends all that money and does nothing, and then is flat broke at 35, but saying, I'm so mentally happy and aware, but they have nothing to show for it. So,
and that's still the kind of prescription which people are telling you, right? Like if you look back at things, if you're just being and not doing, then you've got to be practical, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying let the being not be driven by the doing, let the doing be driven by the being.
Let the doing be driven. Lovely. Okay, got it. Yeah. So let your driver be being, not just doing and doing.
Yeah, I mean, if you
guys follow us.
No, as a comedian, okay, let me break it down. If I'm a comedian now, if I only feel that when I get my Netflix special, I will be patient, calm, happy, kind, empathetic.
No, you probably won't.
But if I'm already that, and I continue doing my work, which is my podcast, then I do it because I'm proud of the product every day. It's getting better. My stand-up comedy performance is getting better. And eventually when I get there, or even if I don't get there, I've made certain things. I mean, and the hope is to get there because we are working towards a certain goal.
Yeah.
And but when I do get there, I'm not going to be... Because if I'm doing and waiting for that happiness and all that, finally when I do get my Netflix special, I'm like, but now I want one more.
You know? Or I want the better one.
Yeah.
So it's not a rat race.
Veer got no original. I just got Netflix India. You know, you just start doing that and you're in a place where you're bitter, you're insecure, you're angry, frustrated, and you take it out on people who are close to you. And then you're never content, dude. Like, because if you're happy... Like say for instance, okay, something as simple as you go for an open mic, you've worked on that bit and it kills. Mm-hmm. I mean, leave all the other elements, whether they're at crowd, all that, but you actually killed. Mm-hmm. Then the next day it becomes two more jokes which do well, three more jokes. And finally it's your because you're already in that moment, you're happy that it worked, right? And if it didn't work, you're not going to hate on that other comic going, oh, only Hindi is working, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I mean by that.
Hanji, hanji. Yeah.
Wow, that's a bit...
Don't just, let your doing be driven by your being and not the other way around.
Yeah.
And it's not a rat race, guys. It's a rat journey.
Yeah.
But you have to be going...
I mean, there are a lot of quotes to back what we're talking about, and I don't pretend to understand them.
You got to go to point A to point B, because when they say life's a journey, they don't mean life is something you just sit in one place. You obviously...
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're in a place where you're... I keep repeating these words like empathetic, kind, and all that, then any part of the journey is interesting.
Okay, so what... To take us home...
Yeah, to take us home is the point, very simply. I think, you know, you can read all these books, but a lot of people will tell you to be mindful. A lot of people will tell you to do mindfulness, to do yoga, to do workshops, to do self-improvement. The point is that if you're not aware that these are ways of being, then the doing makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, don't just be there going, I'm going to wait for the cosmic waves to take me over. And then you'll just be sitting there without food.
You need to learn to take off while still being grounded.
Yeah, because if you're doing to eat at a 5-star, then you're just going to get there and be like, oh, but it's disappointing. But if any food is, I mean, obviously if it's shit food, it's shit food.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy a meal.
5-star food is sometimes shit food.
It is more often than not, especially those buffets.
Those buffets. Buffets. Yeah.
You say buffet, right?
Buffet.
You say buffet.
Know. I'm PB buffet.
Someone says buffet.
Buffett. Warren Buffett.
He kicked the Buffett.
Who clearly also is donating half his wealth because he doesn't give a shit about all the doing. He's just like, I want to feel good. And I agree with you. So stay motivated, folks, on the Blurred
Lines
podcast.
And remember, don't. Live mindfully. Don't do mindfulness.
Live mindful. Be mindful. Don't do mindful.
Yeah. Hey, well done. Not
bad. I think
bad.
That might be the quote that makes Sandeep Rao famous after all. So.
Yeah. I'm not a Shetty. I'm a Rao.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Sandeep.
See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines, signing off.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.